Take a look around, do you like what you see? Are we forsaken? We call this place our own, as we will, but won't last too long in these hands. Hands of time are turning, all our bridges burning, visions of destruction.
No more. tuned in to Soul People Radio. My name is DJ Sid Hernandez. This is episode 16, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think it's been about a month or so. We've been away a little bit, been busy. You know, it's the holiday seasons and all that. We're here in Venice, California, at the beach. It's nighttime, and it's a little bit cold. Well, you know, cold in, you know, California speak. It's probably not that cold to anybody else, but for LA people, it's cold. Let me see. Well, Asia's not here. She's our hostess usually, sometimes when she feels like it. But she's not here, and it just I don't have anybody to fill in. So I'm doing this solo tonight, and yeah, I'm just going to be riding it. And hopefully we'll have another episode before the year's out. I'm hoping. We just got a lot of things going, Soul People's rolling. We got our Thursday night thing going on every Thursday night at the Blue Velvet. Downtown LA at 750 South Garland, in between 7th and 8th, so you gotta go check that out. Please come check it out. It's kind of a loungy, kind of a, I don't know, just come check it out. Good music, good people, good vibes. So yeah, we're there every Thursday. Check it out. Yeah. Let me see. We got the video podcast rolling. We got those, got a couple, we got one out with Bobito and DJ Spinna, and you can check that out on our Blogspot page, which is www.soulpeoplelovesyou.blogspot.com. And if you didn't get that, we'll post that up here on our little page for our radio podcast. Yeah, and then we got two more that are in the can, and we're editing those at the minute. One with Aloe Black and another one with Wajid. So those will be coming, hopefully, again, before the end of the year, so you'll have something to check out. Yep, so we appreciate everybody coming through and checking out our pages, our blog pages, our et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we hope to have our WW proper website in the new year. So got a lot of good things to look forward to in the new year. And, yeah, we just appreciate you guys tuning in and giving us support. And I think 2008 is going to be a stellar year for Soul People. So, again, thank you. Yeah, so today we have our special guest is a international what did I say? I wrote a blog the other day. International intrigue, yeah, that's it. And her name is Alim. Yeah?
Yeah, Alim.
Okay. I have problems with, you know, foreign tongues. But yeah. So how you feeling today?
I'm good.
You're good? Cool, yeah. Cool.
All right.
I'm good, I'm a little sick, but I'll get through it. I'm okay. But, you know, doing this makes me happy, so probably when we're done, I'll be all sick and tired and everything. I'll probably go to sleep, so. But, yeah, so I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And we'll get into a little interview after we play another track. And I don't know. I don't have any, like, set questions I want to ask you, so I'm just going to take it from the top of my head, and hopefully it comes out good. But,
okay.
Yeah, you know, usually when it's this loose, it always turns out pretty dope. So, okay, so that's it. We'll be back, and we'll talk to Alim.
Okay.
Cool. All right, man. We'll be right back. Nice little song there we had, Weldon Irvine, going back a little. Yeah, man. So, okay, so let's just get into this right away. I think I'm going to do this a little different. Usually I ask, like, some typical questions, like your background, growing up and all that, but I wanted to ask you, we'll go back to that. So right now, so tell me right now, how long have you been, you know, pursuing the career that you are now? I'm sure there's some things that you did early on, but like for the last, I don't know, 12 years or whatever, it's however long it's been, how long has that been since you started?
My album?
Well, whenever you feel like you just kind of got on track and started.
The music was all the time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I did this album 2 years ago.
Okay.
I came in LA and I just like compose all the song in my album, so I came here to record it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
so 2 years ago basically
this album, it's been like 2 years ago that I'm working with, but like, mm-hmm, the music, it's like, it's my life, so
right.
Singing, okay, is like what I want to do,
right.
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
No.
So you're just writing?
Yeah, I'm writing and I compose the melody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like sometime I have something in my head,
mm-hmm,
a melody, and I go at the studio and go to see my producer and I say, okay, I have something in my head, and I just play with my voice and that's it.
Right. Okay.
This is how I work.
Okay. All right. See, I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't sure if you had, you know, more years of you know, recording albums or performing or anything like that. So I wanted to
performing. I did perform like, mm-hmm, before, but sometime I was like singing like a song from Rolls Royce or things like that. You know, it wasn't my music.
Mm-hmm.
I was just singing from the people with the someone else music.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did this album, mm-hmm, like, who was really, really me?
Yeah.
It's what I wanted to do. So. And after I did the opening for Erykah Badu, Dwele,
mm-hmm,
The Roots, and Van Hunt.
Van Hunt? Yeah.
Van Hunt, yeah.
It was
last week.
Okay.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
Amazing show. We'll get back to that, though.
Yeah.
There's lots to talk about. This is like, I don't know. We'll get back to that. Trust
me. Okay.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning, like when you were a child and stuff like that. So was there a lot of music in your home?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up at?
Yeah. When I was a child, it was like a lot of music. How I began like to really knew that I wanted to sing, it was like I was playing with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, because I love Luther Vandross,
mm-hmm,
Minnie Riperton, Rolls Royce, a lot. So I was just playing with my sister and I was listening to those songs and just trying to sing like them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how like my passion like came through, you know.
Right.
And after I just did like a casting, you know, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wanted to do that.
So where did you hear the music, on the radio or
it where? Was my sister who was like really go and buy like the CD,
mm-hmm,
and she was like coming just home and said, oh, you have to listen to that. So it was like a game, and my dad too. So my dad actually like before was a singer, but like a long time ago in,
mm-hmm,
Morocco. So the music was all the time at home.
You grew up in Paris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any
I'm born in Paris.
Any certain section of Paris?
Sorry?
Any certain section of Paris area?
17.
Okay.
The 17, you don't know. It's like next to the Champs-Élysées.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
well, you know, other people.
Everybody knows Champs-Élysées in the world. So yeah, I'm born just next to Champs-Élysées.
Okay. Well, you know, there'll be people listening that will know. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, you just ask. Okay, it's the 17th.
No, that's good. No, because we get, I mean, people all over the world listen to this show.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Like, I might be ignorant, but you know, other people will know. So that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, So basically, you heard music in your house through listening to CDs and whatnot.
Yeah.
And how old were you when that happened? Like, very young?
I was maybe 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My first casting, I was like maybe 12, Yeah. For classic like music.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then maybe like in your when you got become a teenager, like did you do anything with music?
Yeah. I was all the time in the music, but I didn't know what I wanted to say,
right.
What kind of music, what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, I was trying a lot of pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like 14, so what do you want to say? And sometimes you have a lot to say, but you don't want to say it.
Right.
So after I knew, and here is my album.
I'm just curious about this because, I mean, I don't know anything about France, so I'm just going to ask you some questions about France. Because the only thing, I mean, a few things that I know about it is that maybe in the early 90s or late 80s, it had a pretty decent hip-hop scene. Were you aware of the hip-hop scene back then, or did you not know about it?
Yeah, I knew about the hip-hop, of course.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a big thing. It was like...
Small.
Yeah, it was a small thing, and it was like, yeah, underground, really underground.
Right.
So I knew about it because of my friends, because of my sister, and because really I love hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
I love soul music, jazz, and everything, so I was like looking for like new stuff.
Yeah.
So it's why I knew about it.
In, I think, the early 90s, when there's like an acid jazz scene in London and a little bit in the United States, that's when I became aware of like MC Solar
and
Jimmy J.
Yeah,
and those guys, and you know, I thought it was pretty decent. I didn't know what they were saying, but they flowed very well.
Yeah,
like
MC
Solar,
he's really, really a good like writer for me.
Oh yeah,
and it's you don't understand, but he's really, really a good writer.
Right, it's just the Latin language flows a lot better than English, I think. So I was like, wow, he's flowing, man.
Yeah.
It's very good. So that's I mean that's what I know about.
Yeah.
Paris and French music and stuff. let me see. Okay, so you go through your high school years, and so I'm assuming sometime soon after that you decided like, I can make a go at doing music for your life, right? Or
I just wanted to. What did you say? You're asking me about like school?
No, after school. Like,
after
well,
school.
During school. Like, when did you kind of like, okay, I can do this, you know, for a career?
For me, really, like, I knew that I wanted to do this really, really young, but it's kind of like you go at school and you have to go at school.
Right.
So, but when I was at school, I was, oh my God, I just want to sing and like. sing and write and compose and everything. So I said to my dad, really, Daddy, I really want to do that. And he told me, okay. So I stopped school because for me, it's not that it wasn't for me, but I prefer like to read book and, you know, and do my stuff, like my music. And I stopped school at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And after I was like doing casting and everything and I got signed one time, but it wasn't for me, so I wait until the contract like stop, and I came to LA. This album, it's really like a big adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really a big one. Like, so
how did you know people in LA or something? Or?
Yeah.
So
I met. I love to talk, so I met a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I really love to talk.
So very social.
Yeah, I'm really, really social. Yeah, so I met a lot of people. And in LA, it's easier. Really, like, when I came here, I really saw the difference about Paris and LA, or US and Europe. Because here, it's like, okay, the music is from US. Like, the jazz, the soul music, everything. So the people, like... If they like your music, they will tell you, okay, I really want to help you. And the business is here.
Right.
That's true, Salo. So,
So it's more casual in France? It's not so serious?
It's not about casual, but it's about... In France, there is... I don't know how to say that, but it's like, okay, soul music, it's for... Or R&B soul music, it's for, like, black people.
Mm-hmm.
Rock music is for white. I don't know. You just have to be in a case.
Uh-huh.
So, It's different. It's really, really different.
So tell me a little bit about the scene in, I guess, Paris. Is there very many like R&B or soul singers there or not?
For me, it's not soul music. For me, it's really commercial, but like, I don't know how to say. For me, it's not soul music. The people who really does soul music, you have to, it's underground, you know? Mm-hmm. The people doesn't know about them. Yeah. So
are they just not doing it right, or is it more commercial pop kind of?
I personally don't like it. Yeah. So, because here in US, mm-hmm. like they know about like Nubians, mm-hmm. but the Nubians like were not like really famous in France. They became famous in France because they were famous in US, and after France knew about the Nubians. But before, it was in France they say like the Nubians, what is it? It's like, it's so weird. But after, like, when they became famous in US, everybody was like, oh yeah, the Nubians, blah 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 blah. So
I see.
I like some of French artists, but not all.
How about Europe? Anywhere around Europe, is there artists that are doing it good or try kind of?
Honestly, I really don't like listen a lot of radio mm-hmm. in France, because all the time I'm like, or in like LA mm-hmm. and back and forth, mm-hmm. LA and like and Paris. And when I'm in Paris, I go at the studio and I'm working. Right. But I like to go at the shop and buy my CD and listen of what I want.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm curious.
Yeah, sure.
I want to know.
Yeah, sure.
I know it might be hard to talk about, you know, things when they're not so hot and you're trying to be like diplomatic about it. But
I know.
But it's cool. You don't have to go there. It's all good. All right. So, okay. So let me talk. Well, you know what? We'll probably play one of your songs or two songs of yours right now.
Yeah.
Let's play a couple songs. Do you know what the song titles?
Aime la vie.
Okay.
It's Aime la vie, and it's mean love life and sûr de mon chemin.
Okay, so we'll check those two tracks, and then we'll talk about them and see what inspired those songs. Are they love songs or something?
It's not a love song. No, not those ones.
Right. Okay, cool. So we'll listen now, and we'll be back. All right,
okay.
Cool. Soul People Radio.
Oh,
So what were the titles of those two songs?
So the first one was S en Charme.
Okay.
And the second one was Aime la vie.
Okay. So
you want me to translate for you?
Yeah.
So S en Charme, it's is it a charm or is it a luck? Do you want me to tell you what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So S en Charme, I'm talking about someone who is like, she broke up with her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and she's like asking if it's really like good for her, because sometimes like you stay with someone but you don't love him, you don't love this person anymore, but you used to be with this person, mm-hmm. so like it's like she asking a star or like, you know, God, if mm-hmm. it's a luck for her or is it really bad,
right.
And at the end she said, I'm really happy right now. So she's happy.
So she's happy she broke
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she broke up with him. And the second one, it's Aime la vie, mean love life. I'm talking about that if you really love life, she will give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that, enfin, for me, like, all the time you can like, bad things can happen to you, but those bad things, I know that everybody say that, but this is the truth, the bad things make you stronger, and that if you really really want something you can like have it, but you really have to want it, and if you love life and love like the people who are around you and be around like positive energy, right. everything, you know, at the end is good,
right.
I'm talking about that,
yeah. I agree with that.
And I believe on that really.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think it's all about your attitude.
Yeah.
Like, bad things can happen to you, but as long as you have a positive attitude, you can see,
exactly.
you know, like a lesson in something bad
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a healthy attitude.
Yeah.
So the first song was a love song then, right?
Yeah, it was a love song, right?
Okay, cool. So, I mean, out of all the songs you've written, what are like? What's the main like inspiration? Is it just something that comes to you, or is it love, or is it life experience? Or
yeah, it's a lot of life experience,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lot about people experience, because I really like to like listen to people, and you know, and just like look around me. So it's about me, and it's about but. What it's about me, it's about a lot of people, because I'm like everybody. So I'm talking about love, I'm talking about hope, I'm talking about drugs, I'm talking about like a lot of things.
Right. Strong things that happen in people's lives.
Yeah.
Cool. So, okay, let's talk about, okay, see, I don't know what's going on with you regarding this album. I don't know if it's an old album, if it's a new album, if it's something that's come out yet, or it's going to come out. Can you like just tell me? You have a record done, finished.
My album is finished.
Okay,
is a mix, recorded everything, and now I'm looking for a deal to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope so, but I know that like soul people,
mm-hmm.
2008 is my year,
right.
So
yeah, you gotta look into the future.
Yeah, 2008 is my year, I knew it.
Is it possible to have it released in France, or are you looking primarily in the USA? Or?
I'm really looking to come in US.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I really want, because I know that if I come to US will listen to me, and Europe, and you know, I don't want like just French people listen to my music.
Right. So it'll get worldwide exposure if you have it released in the United States. What you're saying? Yeah.
Sorry.
Worldwide exposure if it's released in the United States.
Yeah, it will be like bigger.
And if it's in France, it'll just kind of stay in France.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It will take like more times. Maybe I see my life like, I see like my album like so big, but this is how my dad educated me. He told me, you know what, Ilan? Just see big. I said, okay, so I'm going to US.
Yeah.
So I came to LA.
Yeah. No, it's a good move, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we appreciate your music. I mean,
thank you.
I'm not even remembering. Paige.
Yeah.
Paige made it happen. She got my ears listening to it, and I was like, wow, this is very good. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, so That's good. So we're going to help as in any way that we can promote and push and let people know that, you know, you're the person to be looking for in 2008. Well, now, actually, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be
It's soon, 2008. It's our year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
1 month.
Okay, cool. So now, are you recording any more songs or are you just kind of taking a break?
No, I'm tired of break. Okay. I don't want a break.
So you're just working.
I really like to work. Maybe I will say in 3 years I need a break, but right now I really want to perform.
Right.
I actually record two songs,
mm-hmm.
two new songs mm-hmm. that, do you know, like Shara?
Mm-hmm.
So I did two songs with him.
Okay.
I just record them in Paris.
Okay.
And I want to sing. I still want to record. And
so you're going to just keep working hard.
Yeah. Okay. I really
cool.
want to.
So, well, if somebody hears this and they like what they hear and they want to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you?
I have a MySpace.
Okay. Or
so it's
www.myspace.
Merci.
/. And you can spell that for
them. Yeah. ILHAME. Okay. Paris. PARIS.
Okay. Okay, cool. So just, you know.
And my number. Oh, no, I'm joking.
Or they can get a hold of us if they're like, hey.
Yeah.
So we'll pass that along. Cool. So you're going to just keep working and try to do some shows. Have you done any shows anywhere else besides LA? Or have you done New York yet?
No, not yet, but soon. I'm supposed to go to New York next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
You have a show?
No, it's for meetings and a record session.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, like you said, I guess 2008 will be the year that you'll be doing shows.
I know that. It's writing.
Okay, let me ask you about the two songs that we just played. Well, who are the producers for that?
I co-write, and I did the melody, and for the first one, it's the name is Max. It's a French producer. He mm-hmm. did, like, the music, I did the melody and I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And M La Vie, it's Max who did the arrangement, you mm-hmm. know, and I did the melody. And I co-write with a French woman.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Pascal Hospital.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, let me see. What else? Let me ask you about artists that we might know that are contemporary now. I know you've done some shows with like The Roots and Doyle. Yeah. And are they those people influences on your music, or
are they?
I mean, have they influenced your music by listening? Or what American artists have influenced your music, if any? Like current, not like old school, like nowadays.
Now?
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Or do you think you're influenced from all the old artists?
No, it's for me. I don't know if like. Influence for me, it's like I was listening to Luther Vandross, Mini Repertin, like I told you, Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. I really love Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu, for me, she's really, really good. Jill Scott,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I listen to those people. I don't know if they influence me because we are different, you know. It's like they are a singer, but I want to say maybe something different, and I'm not the same singer. So
yeah. I think I just said the wrong word. Yeah. I mean, like, who are the artists that you like, I guess?
I love Erykah Badu, Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I really like The Roots, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Raphael Sadiq, yeah. Dwale. I have a lot of...
Those are people you'd like to work with in the future, right?
To work with, I would love to work with Timbaland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because for me, it's like, I would like to have a really underground beat mm-hmm. with the voice really, you know, clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be really, really original.
Mm-hmm.
James Poyser,
mm-hmm.
I met him and I really, really, like, love his music. A lot of producer. And... really, it's not about like if they are famous or no. You know, it depends. Sometimes you just like they come with a song,
right,
and you really just love it, and that's it. So
no, I believe, I think in Los Angeles especially. Well, I know this because I live here, but
yeah,
there's a lot of producers and musicians that are really dope that
yeah,
people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think you just got to be around
yeah,
in the scene a little bit when
exactly,
and start, you know, figuring that out. But yeah, maybe we can help you out with that.
Yeah, sure.
Cool, cool. Let me see. What else was I going to ask you? There's a question. Let me see. Shoot, it left me. I can't
you
remember.
Should write a question.
I don't like to do that.
I'm joking.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm joking.
You know, it's good because I usually have Asia or somebody filling
yeah,
in, and they like jump in when I kind of have a brain freeze. So, I don't know. Today I'm kind of doing it by myself, but that's okay. Let me see. It was something to do with the producers and oh crap, I'll remember it later. So,
crap.
No,
I'm joking.
All right. So, okay. Well, I guess we'll listen to two more songs since I can't remember what I was going to ask you. Do we remember what they are, or we're just going to let them play?
Okay, so
we kind of have an
yeah,
idea. Okay.
It might be Get Out and Pour Toi.
Okay.
I'm sorry for this like title, Get Out. Stay there, everybody.
Okay, that reminds me of a question.
So
English and French, like what's the deal with that? Like what do you... What's your take on doing?
First, when I came here,
mm-hmm,
my album was just in French.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I talked with people that I like work with, and they told me like you should like mix, and because I know that I want to the people understand what I'm saying, so I did like I translate 5 or 6 songs,
mm-hmm,
but I mix French and English just to... It's just about like mixing language, and it's mean that we can like mix to each other and we are the same. So it's just to show that we are a unity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's why I did that, French and English, like.
So both languages on one song.
Yeah, both languages on one song. Yeah.
So do you think? I mean, honestly, I'll tell you, for an American audience, I mean, personally, and I think majority, they want to hear the French music.
Yeah.
They want to. I mean, that's what I think. I do.
Yeah.
Personally,
yeah.
I just want, because it's yeah, just, to us, it's just, you know, something very different and very nice.
Yeah.
And it's very, the French language is like I was saying about the rappers, it's very flows and it's very smooth and
yeah,
might not understand exactly, but I mean, you get the vibe and you get this, you know,
yeah, yeah,
the idea of what maybe the songs are about.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you can feel if it's a sad song.
Right.
If it's a, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I kind of go through this with an artist I work with who
yeah,
sings mainly, well, basically all in Portuguese. So, but I mean, for her, it's super successful for the States. I don't
yeah,
know about
yeah,
around the world or not.
Yeah.
But
Portuguese, it's like different.
It's very different.
It's really, really different because it's not next to Spanish, but you know, like in LA, there is a lot of people who talk really like Spanish,
mm-hmm,
who understand
mm-hmm,
and. But you're right to say that. But my album is still in French. I just like did like 4 or 5 songs that
right,
I really want the people
right,
understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Because this is like a message,
mm-hmm,
you know, that I really wanted to like, okay, I'm talking about that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I guess it's something you'll have to figure out along the way. But I'm
yeah,
just saying I like the French.
Okay. Thank you. That's good because I'm French.
That's good.
But you can still hear when I'm singing in English that I'm French because my accent is still there.
That's pretty good, actually. I heard it. That's all right, man. You think you have a complex about that?
I really don't have a complex about that. About my accent.
That's no, all good. It's all good. It's very good, actually. So,
thank you.
Okay, so let's listen to the two songs that are coming up next, and we'll, I guess we'll chop those up and we'll talk more about French and English and
okay,
everything good. All right.
All
cool,
right.
Soul People Radio.
to know my future with you. Feeling so safe tonight. Know you feel it too. I know that you for me is both we clarity. I know you well, my fight. What big risk would it take? I know that you for me is both we clarity. I know you well, my fight. What big risk would it take?
So, I actually like both of those songs a lot.
Even
the English one, like, I'm, you know, like, to me, I'm skeptical of the English versions of everything. If you're, you know, you have a native tongue of something else, but I like that song, man.
Thank you. I don't have to translate. Yeah. It's English.
I like the music and the words and your vocal. And then, okay, what are the titles again?
So, the first one, it's Pour Toi or For You in okay. English. And the second one, it's Les Roses.
Okay. And the first one, you have a French version of that as well, right?
No? I don't. It's from DJ Nikolai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who did this song. So he sent it to me and I wrote and I did the melody.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I picked up on the music. It's really good.
Thank you.
And I like your lyrics as well. Another love song. Yeah?
The other song?
No, another love song, right?
Yeah. This one is another one. Yeah. That's right.
All right. So we'll just leave that alone. What's the second song about?
The second song, it's about drugs.
Okay.
It's about this girl who really doesn't love herself. Mm-hmm. And her sister, like, watching her, like, doing those stuff, the bad stuff, and she cannot help her. So, but she's trying, but she cannot help her. And one time, like, this girl, like, really, like, felt that she's gonna die. And she, how can I say that? She, at this moment, because she knew that she didn't want to die, so she stopped drugs. It's like, I'm talking about, like, drug, it's really, like, the people, it's like, drugs, it's a suicide, mm-hmm. you know? But, like, just little after little. So, yeah, I'm talking about that.
Okay. And then she realizes, like,
she realized that she really, really doesn't want to die, and she stopped.
She had an epiphany.
Exactly, okay. Epiphany. I love this word. It's one of my favorite words. Really, epiphany.
I have those sometimes. All right. So,
yeah.
Again, I'm like, I'm trying to, there's a lot of questions I want to ask you, but somewhere just like, I don't know if people would be interested in it. I'm trying to think of things that people are really interested about. Because I have my own, like, I want, you and I have not sit down and have a conversation. We just met. You came down to our spot and did a little performance for us, which is, you know, something I guess you guys all miss, but. We'll have you guys come and do like a live band in the future. Like, it's just, we're just doing this Thursday thing just to kind of get people together and, you know, talk and lounge out and stuff like that. So I'm glad you came and did that. But in the future, we want to do live, like real, like with stage and.
But I'm good.
Yeah. So we'll do that. But, so you and I haven't really had any conversations. This is like really our first conversation. So
it's our first conversation.
Yeah, so it's kind of awkward when we're just doing it on a radio podcast.
It's a good for our first time.
I know. Well, I think it's your personality. I'm very shy. I'm like really quiet and shy, and I'm always thinking about business. Like, I was telling Paige, we went to a party on Friday, and like I wasn't having a good time at all.
You went to a party and you didn't call me.
I know. Like I said, I was like, I barely made it out myself. And all I could do is think about business, and everybody's like, have a drink, and why aren't you dancing? I'm like, what? Dancing? I got too many things to think about. I got to figure out who's here and stuff like that. So, I don't know, like, that's something an artist shouldn't have to worry about. It's something that, like, I always worry about, like, business, and I don't have too much fun nowadays, but, like... So that's why we need to set up a party in Paris. So when I go to Paris, I guarantee you I'm just going to cut loose and be happy and have a good time and drink and dance.
A big party over there.
Totally. I mean, every time I go out of the country, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have fun, man. Forget it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but when I'm here in LA, I'm just all business and kind of weird. And
it's not weird. You just like concentrate.
I know. I can't help it. It's just, you know. All right, so, okay, so you have any things you want to accomplish, you know, here in L.A. or, you know, just from now until the new year or in the new year? What are the things that you're looking to do? Are you trying to do any kind of, like, tours around the country, around the United States, or are you trying to...
What I want, it's really simple. Mm-hmm. I want to get signed. Get signed, so...
And you're working hard to do that, right?
I'm working hard. I want to get signed and just perform in front of people so the people will know about my music. Mm-hmm. And it's really not about money. Right. It's really about... I worked about this album really, really hard, and I just want to the people know about Ilem and my music. And it's not just Ilem. It's Ilem who is in front, and a lot of producers who worked with me and...
Right.
So, yeah.
Do you have a band that's kind of ready to roll if you got some gigs?
Yeah.
So.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
But I was telling Paige earlier, like, your situation is so similar to Chita Lima from Brazil. It's very similar. She just, you know, she came here and was really anxious and ready to get going and, you know, gig everywhere. And I don't know. She had been to Los Angeles a lot before, but like to get within the scene and kind of figure it out, it's really kind of hard and very slow going. And like I can see where people lose their patience with it, But I think perseverance makes things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the talent, of course. I mean, you're a beautiful woman. You've got talent. Your vocals, and you know, you're very smart. So it's gonna take time. I think, in my opinion.
Time. No, 2008 is my year, and I'm watching my watch, and I know 2000 year.
Right.
2008 is good for me.
Right. Okay, that's cool. Like I said, we'll help you in whatever way we can. I mean, that's mainly what we do. We do a bunch of things, but I mean, I think one of our main focus, Soul People, is to find artists or have artists find us, like this in this case, and and like if we dig them and we feel it, and then we market and promote and push them and like let people know. So I mean, we definitely want to do that, and it's a pleasure for us to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's all good.
Thank you, Soul People.
let me see. So So I wanted to ask you, and this is something I was going to ask you earlier, as far as your performances. I saw your performance with the band,
yeah,
at BB King's, and you opened up for Van Hunt, or say he opened for
he
you.
He opened it for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Van Hunt, you know, had to humble himself and open for you.
Yeah.
You know, which is makes a lot of sense to me, in my opinion. But that's another story.
Yeah.
But no, I was. It seemed like you had a lot of experience as a performer. Have you done it a lot or not?
Honestly, not a lot. Is like it? Maybe I don't know. Maybe 20.
Right.
It's not a lot. 20 shows, but.
No, I mean you seemed very comfortable, and you know, like I mean, honestly,
it's like when I sing, this is how I really am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm feeling comfortable when mm-hmm. I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to do.
Okay.
So I'm just good. I want to stay there, right. Like singing. So, okay, I'm free.
Right.
I'm free.
Right. No, so you're happy. And that's
yeah, I'm just happy. And I enjoy the fact that there is people in front of me who mm-hmm. is listening to me.
Right.
It's something with like, you have like to respect that because there is people in front of you and listening to you, so I'm really happy.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like more happy when they're gonna mm-hmm. be like a people who are gonna buy the tickets to see, yeah, I want to see Ilem.
Yeah.
So I will be like the most happy woman in the world.
Right. I can't imagine what it's like to be like a performer on a stage and you see, you know, there's people in front of you. I'd be nervous. You know.
I am. I am nervous. Before I don't talk. 30 minutes before, like I'm like just, you know what? Don't talk to me. I'm gonna go sing. And after I'm really cool. Okay, just have like we can go have a drink right now. So yeah.
So that's good. Wow, man, that's pretty good. I think that's one obstacle to get over is like, you know, learning how to be on a
yeah.
stage in front of people and stuff like that. And
yeah, yeah.
You did really well. I was like, wow, seems like she's done this a lot.
Thank you.
So that's why I was asking you those questions about, you know, like your you know, have you done, you know, how long have you been doing it? That was like my first question. Like,
yeah.
How long have you been working on this? Because yeah. you seem pretty, like, on stage pretty, you know.
Thank you.
So that's good.
Thank you.
You only get better, right?
Yeah, yeah I will.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So let me see. What else can we talk about? Well, you know. Nah, I'll just hold that. I'll save that. I was going to ask you. We'll talk about this off air. I was going to talk about doing some parties in Paris and stuff like that.
Party in Paris. You know what? I'm going to leave you my number. And if you want a party in Paris, I am the person that you have to call.
Yeah, see, that's another thing I was getting. Like why is she getting gigs with The Roots? And Dwele and Erykah Badu, right? Like, how's this happening, you know?
This is because I'm a good singer, but this is not about party. But if you want to party in Paris or everywhere, in LA, I still like party. But in Paris, you have to call me, for
there
sure.
All right.
And in Paris, you don't sleep. Like, at 6,
uh-huh.
it's still open.
Right.
So, yeah.
I've only been to Spain and London.
In Spain, the party is really big, too.
They partied their ass off. But you know what my problem was with Spain was... There's nowhere to eat after you party.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's true.
Like in LA, I'm like, okay, you go out, you party.
Yeah,
and you're like,
that's
let's go
true.
Eat.
That's
let's go get
true.
Some food. And then
yeah.
in Spain, I was like, where's the burrito
yeah.
stuff? I'm hungry, man. So, you know, it was funny. I don't mean to go on about me, but like, so I was so starving. I came out of a party. I don't know what time it was. And the only place they told me that was open was like at the train station, like the you know
yeah,
the main
yeah.
you know subway station,
mm-hmm.
and they just had like cold sandwiches. But I was like, I don't
okay.
care, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you're hungry.
That's crazy. Your Europe is so different from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
LA.
Yeah, everything is open. Like, but not everything. But if you want to eat, anytime you can eat.
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 24 hours. It's so crazy. But this weekend, it wasn't this weekend. It was maybe
mm-hmm.
last weekend. I tried to go because I wanted McDonald's. So I was so hungry. And I said, okay, I am in LA, so I can eat anytime. And I went
no.
to McDonald's at 2.
No.
And they told me no,
no
because I wasn't driving. So I was like doing like I'm driving, and they told me no, you don't have a car. I was really mad.
Yeah, and they don't even stay that open in LA. It's like the Del Taco and other places.
Yeah.
There's some diners that stay open that 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I love about LA, man. Like food.
The
anytime.
Weather is really good too.
Yeah, Have you been to the beach?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, come on.
See, it's been 3 years now I'm coming in LA.
I love coming here to Venice and doing it during the summer. And we do it earlier. We do it like kind of during the day so we can catch the effect of the beach and stuff like that. And
yeah.
You have to come back again once you've launched your whole thing. And,
okay.
And come back next summer or even earlier with that. Because we've been trying to do like barbecues here because there's like a little patio back out here. So.
Yeah.
We haven't done it. We've been talking about it forever, but we haven't done it. But I mean, I think that would be a good idea.
2008.
Everybody says that, though.
Words.
I know. See, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Actions speak louder, man.
Yeah.
So we'll do it. Cool. So, all right. So, I think we're doing cool on time. We're going to play your last song, which is, do you know the title? What's the
Get
title?
Out.
Get Out in this English, right?
Vatan.
It's bilingual?
Yeah.
So okay, so we'll, so listen to that, you know, and that one was a little bit too, the last one,
yeah,
a little bit like the hook where it was in
the
French.
First one, pour toi, was a little bit in French, mm-hmm. And I said one word in Arabic,
oh.
Because my origin is from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my skin.
So you're born in France, right?
Yeah, I'm born in France, so but my parents are from Morocco.
You've been to Morocco?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? How was it there?
Morocco is beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
I just went in April,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, to stay 5 days,
oh, yeah.
Because I really, like, missed. It's like, you know, it was, like, been 3 years that I didn't go over there, so my mom told me, you know what, we should just go and... You know, so I've been and it was cool.
What city?
Marrakesh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Marrakesh, yeah.
How far is that from, like, how long does it take to get from Paris to there?
No, it's just 3 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And in a plane, of course.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, well, let me see. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up because I think we're going to play your last song and then we'll be the end of our recording. This is episode 16. Do you want to say thank you to anybody or hello or anybody in France that might be listening?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Thank you, Papa. Yeah, the first person that I'm thinking with is my dad, my family, like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, my brother, and all my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have, like, specially name.
How about people in L.A.? Anybody?
In L.A., I say hi to Paige. She's next to me. And I don't know. I don't have a name right now. To Fern, DJ Fern, Glorivette, I don't know. Okay. Ness. Yeah.
Cool.
And thank you to Soul People.
Yeah.
Radio.
We got you back.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank Paige also.
Yeah.
She's very instrumental in making this all come together.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's just like, you know, the story is that Paige hit me up on an email or something, and she told me she met me. I'm like, what? I don't remember you. What are you talking about? Are you sure? She was like, yeah, man. I'm like, oh, I'm bad. Like, I meet lots of people, and I never remember.
Yeah.
So don't take it personal. It's just like... I don't remember anybody, man. It's bad. I got a bad memory. But,
I'm so, the same thing with the name.
Yeah. But I'm glad she hit me up because this is... Now we got something going. It's good. It's all
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you. Thanks, Paige. So, okay. So, all right. So, let me think. So, I want to plug our Thursday night thing. As always, we'll be doing it every week in December. We might change it up in the new year and do it only twice a month. But this year we'll do it. I mean, this month we'll do it once a week, and we'll have some special guests coming in and out. I don't have anything to announce right now, but on the 27th, which is the last Thursday of the month, we have our annual Holiday Fresh party, and we're looking to book some people for that. It'll be a cool party. And Asia, it's her birthday party. And it's Chris's birthday, too. So,
today?
Yeah. Well, no, on the 27th.
Oh, okay.
Or close to it. He's like the 26th or something like that. And
okay.
Chris is our producer, DJ, et cetera, et cetera. He makes all these things happen for us. So I want to give him props. And let me see. Check out our blog page, www.soulpeoplelovesyou.blogspot.com. Check out www.soulpeople.podomatic.com, which is our radio page. And I guess if you're listening to this, you already have done that. And we'll have our WW proper page coming up. And we'll put LM's MySpace link on this little podcast announcement when we blast it out. And check her out. Check out some music. There's some samples of her music there. And so you don't have any kind of notions of selling any music yet, right? You're just going to...
Do I have? Sorry.
Like, you don't have any thoughts about selling any of your music yet? Or are you just going to wait? Okay. So people can't get a hold of your music unless they...
Yeah, just...
All right. You got to wait, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope soon. No, I know. 2008. I'm sorry. I don't know when exactly, but right. For sure 2008.
You should do a 12-inch record.
Yeah.
Yeah, vinyl. You should do that. Or
yeah,
something.
I was thinking about that.
Just so people can, you know, all the fanatics can get a hold of something. That'd be good.
Yeah.
We'll have a meeting. We'll have to have lunch.
Okay.
Cool. So, all right. So we'll listen to this last track, and thanks everybody for listening to episode 16. Hopefully, like I said, we'll be back before the year is out, the month is out, and Asia will be here where she should be. I don't know where she's at right now. She's in trouble. And yeah, that's it. We'll be back. See you soon. And if not, we'll see you in 2008. All right. Peace.
Thank you.
Soul People Radio. Thank you.